This is the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray, episode 431.
You're listening to the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray. Tune in every week for practical advice that will help you build your online audience. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be answering a question that I get asked a lot, and it's this. How much does it cost to host your own online Christmas or pop-up market? And I'm going to be drawing on my own experience of running an online Christmas market for the last 3 years now. And I'm going to be giving you some options. So what might you be able to put on a budget of around £50? What could you do with a budget of around £500? And what could you do with a budget of around £5,000? So not only is this going to be helpful around the question of how much does it cost, but as you know, I think in life, you generally get out what you put in. So it will also give you an idea of things like, so depending on your investment level and depending on your current audience size, what could you expect to get out of it? So how much might you expect to make in sales based on that kind of investment? So hopefully it's going to be a really useful episode. You're also going to get an insight into what's involved with putting on your own online Christmas market. There's quite a lot of moving parts. And before we get stuck into the content, I just wanted to let you know about a really relevant product that I've got coming out. So this is my third year now of my own online Christmas market. And what I've done is I've bundled up all of the process, all of the templates for the emails, for the social media collateral, for the images, basically everything that you would need to run your own online Christmas market, or in fact, any virtual market at all. It is my virtual market in a box. And if you head over to janetmurray.co.uk/virtual-market-in-a-box, so it's janetmurray.co.uk/virtual-market-in-a-box, you'll be able to find out all about it there. Now, if you're listening to this around the time this episode goes out, you may get directed to a waitlist. If you're listening to it in the future and the product is ready, then you'll just be able to grab my virtual market in a box. So I hope that's useful. I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's get stuck in. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how much it costs to host your own online or pop-up Christmas market, or in fact, any kind of online market or sale. And I'm going to be sharing with you what's possible at three different price points. It's quite difficult to say exactly how much it's going to cost because obviously you're going to have different requirements or specifications to me or somebody else who might be running a sale. But I'm just going to give you a broad idea of what you might expect to achieve at different price points. So let's start with £50, which is about $70 odd, $70 to $80. So what could you achieve for that kind of price point? Well, certainly possible that if you wanted to sell, if you have products or services that you want to sell and you have an audience to sell them to, you can literally just go live from your phone, or you can go live from your Mac or your PC on Instagram. I think it would just be your phone. It's totally possible that you could do that. You could make decent sales as long as you have people who you have products and services that people want to buy and you have people to buy them. So totally possible to do that with no spend whatsoever. What might be more difficult, and in fact, I probably wouldn't even go there, is trying to host a market without any kind of additional tools. Whenever I've tried to bring in guests on Facebook Live or on Instagram Live and LinkedIn Live, it's been a bit glitchy without any kind of like third party tool. So it's possible, but yeah, you know, do you really want to put on an event where, you know, the speakers keep dropping out, or some speakers, bringing them in as a guest works, others it doesn't work? Now, I don't really think that that's probably, you know, putting on a market, I'm not sure that that's going to work. I mean, certainly you can try it, but I don't think it's probably going to give you the production quality that you could call an online market. It's possible, but I'm not sure that you'd really want to go there. However, just doing a solo show where you go live and you sell your own products and services, perfectly possible and wouldn't cost you a thing. Now, obviously, in order to do that, there is going to be content that you're going to have to create. So regardless whether you're doing a one-off market or you're doing a market where you're including, you know, multiple sellers, you're going to have to create content in order to promote that event and get people to come to it, because that's how you're going to make more sales. So what kind of content would you need to create? So ideally, you would want some kind of sales page on your website, or certainly somewhere where people can go to and they can sign up. You're going to ideally want some kind of shop listing, some kind of shop where people can buy your products or services. Ideally, you're going to want to share some kind of discount code or voucher that people can use so they can get a good deal, give a sense of scarcity and a reason to buy, like while they're on your sale. You're also going to want to have, ideally, some kind of promo content. Ideally, that's going to be emails. So you're going to write a series of emails to promote it to your email list. If you don't have an email list, then you're going to have to promote it to your social media followers or if you have a Facebook group. And the key thing there is you have to promote far more than you feel comfortable with because not everybody will see everything that you send. So yeah, I basically just spent pretty much a whole weekend creating content to promote my online Christmas market. Now, if it's just you, and you are just broadcasting yourself, then you're only going to really need to worry about promoting it to your buyers. If you are going to bring other people onto your broadcast, which again, I wouldn't probably suggest it without investment in a third-party tool, then you're also going to need to have promo content for your sellers. So you're going to need to promote the market to your sellers. You're going to need to have emails, social media posts. Ideally, because if you want people to promote an event, you need to give them, it makes it easier for them to share if you give them swipe copy, so pre-written tweets, Facebook posts, emails, pre-written or pre-created artwork. That's going to make it much more likely that people will share, all of which takes time. And again, you can do all of this for free. You can do it all yourself. You can use a free design tool like Canva to create images for your market. I always create a seller's guide, so I create a PDF download, and all of that could be created free using tools like Canva. But I think it's worth thinking about the impact on the quality. Like I say, if you have a great product or service to sell or great products or services, you have an audience to buy them, then they may not care that much about the quality. They may not care about having professionally designed images or whatever. So that might be absolutely fine. But have a think about what you want to get out of it. The more professional, the more high quality the production and the resources, if you do want to charge sellers, for example, then you're going to have more weight behind you because you're going to have a more professionally produced production. If you're inviting sellers, for example, to take part in a live broadcast where it could be a bit iffy coming in and out, where you've created the artwork on Canva yourself, it's probably not going to be as pro. So if you do want to charge a seller's fee, for example, that might be harder or you may not be able to charge the kind of rates that you would like to charge. So while it might seem like a saving not to invest in any third-party tools to make the whole thing a bit more professional, actually, that is potentially going to impact on your sales and also any income that you could generate from seller's fees, for example. So these are just things to think about. I'm not saying that, you know, anything is right or wrong. It's just something to think about. Another way that you could generate income from an online market might be sponsorship. And again, if you're going live on your phone, unless you have a massive audience, if you're going live on your phone and perhaps the connection's a bit iffy or whatever, it's probably going to be less easy for you to attract sponsorship because if a sponsor is aligning themselves with you and your brand and you're holding a Christmas market or online sale and it's a bit glitchy and patchy and you're coming in and out and you're bringing guests on and it's, you know, things are going wrong, are they going to want to be aligned with that or are they going to want to be aligned with something which is a bit more professional? So all of these, I'm not saying these are right or wrong answers. It's just things to think about. But you could pretty much do this on no spend whatsoever. It may well be that you're already paying for an email marketing provider and you have to pay a certain amount each month, but you know that's a fixed cost that you're already paying anyway. The £50 I would suggest might be spent on some kind of backdrop. So you might want to invest a little bit in a, you know, Christmas tree, some fairy lights or whatever, something to make your backdrop really Christmassy and to create a bit of a kind of Christmassy feel. Don't have to do that at all, but if you are going to spend on something, that probably would be what I would spend it on. Now, although there's no spend on creation of content, you're creating all of the emails and the tweets and the seller's guides and buyer's guide yourself. It is a lot of content to create. It's a lot of time, and creating all of the artwork yourself as well is a lot of time. So just bear that in mind. I just shared with you that I've pretty much spent a whole weekend creating the sellers and buyers content and all the kind of written content for my online Christmas market. So that might give you a bit of an idea. And I'm quite experienced. I'm quite a quick writer. So it might give you an idea of that. Okay, so our next level, just for argument's sake, we'll call it semi-pro. So let's say that you wanted to invest £500. So this is going to take your virtual market onto a different level. And you might want to invest in a tool like Ecamm Live. That's the one that I use. or StreamYard. And this will help you to, it's a third-party tool that you can use, or the third-party tools that you could use, to have more of a professional quality. So it means that you can do things like you can bring guests on, and you can do so with a good quality, not kind of glitchy, kind of coming through in the right-hand corner of your phone. That's how it looks on Instagram and Facebook, I think. If you were at my online event recently, 2021 Sorted, you will see that my speakers were able to show their slides, and then they kind of popped up in the corner in a little circle. You'll have seen that I was interviewing my speakers afterwards. So we would have like two of us side by side. You could have the screen laid out in all sorts of different ways. You can put your own branding. You can put your voucher codes up on the screen. You could have scrolling captions. For 2021 Sorted, we were actually scrolling the names of people that bought the tickets for the next year. We had questions. We had countdown timers. So there's all sorts of things that you can do to make it look like kind of more of a TV show quality. You can have countdowns, you can pay external video, you can have these overlays, you know, you can frame yourself, you could have like a, you could design a nice frame with like Christmassy scenes on it or whatever. This allows you to do something which is so much more pro, and it's going to be much more reliable as well. It's going to feel much more like a TV show type quality, which is what you're looking for. So much more professional, but a bit of investment. Ecamm Live starts from about $16 a month and StreamYard about $28 a month. At this level, you might want to think about upgrading your kit. So I used Ecamm Live for the last couple of years for my markets, just using the camera on my MacBook. I did have some lighting. I've always had a ring light. I've got a professional podcasting mic, so that was good on the sound front. I mean, you don't need any of that, but it is going to help. And for my recent 2021 Sorted event, I actually spent about £1,000 upgrading my kit to a much better camera. I invested in a second screen, because actually when you're broadcasting live and people are commenting, particularly on a sale, and if you're bringing additional sellers in, then it can be really difficult to keep a track of what's going on, to having a second screen. So at this level, you might want to, you don't have to, but you might want to invest in some additional kit. I spent about £1,000 actually. But there's not going to be much left in your £500 budget. That might be more for the next level. But I think people would be expecting, if you are using something like Ecamm Live or StreamYard and you're using the overlays and you're making it look more like a TV show, they're probably also going to expect better lighting, better sound, all that kind of stuff. So that's certainly something to think about at that level. So I've mentioned already that there is a lot of content to be created. If you're using something like Ecamm Live or StreamYard, I think if you do want to bring guests on, if you want to bring sellers on, so the way that my online Christmas market works is we have 5 lunchtime shows across the week, each of an hour long, and I've typically brought between 5 or 6 guests on. Now, you can imagine on a live broadcast, bringing people in, bringing them out again, and doing that without, you know, seamlessly making it look all professional, that takes a little bit of planning. It also takes a bit of confidence with the tech as well. So actually, before I did my last 2 years, I actually paid Ian Anderson Gray, a live video expert. I paid him for some coaching sessions, actually, to advise me on the tech, to practice with me, to practice bringing people in and out as well. And that meant for, you know, made for a much more professional broadcast. But there's still a lot of content that needs to be created, and it's all time, isn't it? And I think with the design as well, I mean, personally, I just feel that, you know, there's a reason why people are designers and why they get trained in design. And, you know, you might feel that you've got an artistic eye and you might be quite good. You know, I think I've actually got quite an artistic eye, but when it comes to creating like quality resources, like seller's guides or creating really attractive images for an event, I feel that that's something that if you want to create a more pro level broadcast, I would certainly outsource that. And you're probably looking at probably £20-30 an hour for a professional designer. But even if you got them to design like your concepts for your market and your main social media collateral, and then perhaps you were using that in the rest of your branding, I think that would be a good investment. If you're time poor, you might want to hire a copywriter to do all of the emails. I mean, there is a lot of content to be created, particularly if you're bringing on sellers. So you have to promote the event to sellers. You generally have to have some kind of application form. Then you, when they fill in the application form, you then have to send them a series of emails. You have to send them reminders. If you get more applications than you've got spaces, then you have to write to the people who've got a space and then write to the people who haven't got a space. There's a lot of content that needs to be created, and a lot of different email sequences that need to be created. So that's going to take you some time. So you might want to think about whether you would want to outsource that or whether you might want to invest in some templates. Something I'm certainly thinking about at the moment is actually creating a virtual market, like a kit that you can buy that has all of the collateral in it. I think there could certainly be some value in doing that. You're going to need to build a web page. That might take some time. Again, if you want to go more pro, you build a web page and then have a thank you page. And on that thank you page, you might have a video or you might have some instructions what people can do next. So all of that's going to be more time and more resources. And at this level, you may be able to charge the sellers, because if you're putting on a more professional show and if you've got an audience, this is really what it comes down to. You need to have an audience. If you want to charge your sellers, there's got to be something in it for them. So if you already have a bit of an email list or you have a bit of a following on social media and you've got people who you think who have smaller audiences who would like to get in front of that audience, then certainly you could look at introducing a seller's fee. But people, of course, are going to want to know what they're going to get for that, and they're going to expect a more professional production. At this level, I would suggest, I mean, I really believe, and this is from my experience of running quite a few markets over the years, that people don't always value what they don't pay for. So this year, I've actually introduced a seller's fee on my market, and it's not really about generating income. It's going to cost more for me to run the market than I'm going to make from the seller's fees. But it's about actually having people who invested in it. So if it's free, you may well get sellers who show up late. They don't do their testing beforehand, so their internet connection is bad. They don't show up to rehearsals or whatever. You want people who are going to work with you to create a really successful market. They're going to collaborate with you, each other. You know, there's nothing worse than having one seller on a market or two sellers who just come and do their bit and then they don't do any promotion. That affects everybody. It affects you. It affects everybody on your market. So actually having some kind of charge, even if it's only a nominal £5-10 or something, is going to mean at least people have got skin in the game. I would say £10 minimum. I think you're going to get more commitment. At this level, you're more likely to be able to command sponsorship, I think, if it's a more pro production and if you've got an audience. But remember, with sponsors, it's the same as your sellers. Like, they'll only pay you money if they think that they can get in front of the people they want to get in front of. So a more professional setup, you might think to yourself, well, I want to skimp and I don't want to spend much money on this at all. But actually spending a bit more money might actually mean you can make more money because you're able to charge sellers and you're able to maybe invite sponsors to get involved. But also your sellers are likely to sell more. Like if it's a higher production show and you know that it's not glitching out all the time and people can hear and see and it's fun and it's a good watch, your sellers are likely to sell more. If it's a poor quality show where your internet access is dipping out all the time and people are appearing and disappearing, you can't hear them or whatever, they're going to be less satisfied because they're going to sell less. So while you might think you're saving a buck, actually investing a little bit more might actually help you to make more money in the long run. And finally, let's have a look at our 5,000. So this is more the kind of investment for my Christmas market. So at this level, you're going to need something like a third-party tool like Ecamm Live to help you create the broadcast and give it that kind of pro broadcast quality, or StreamYard. And at this level, and this is certainly something that I've done, actually investing in somebody to be your event producer. So for my online Christmas market, which is happening the first week of December, 30th of November, 2022, December the 4th, I've hired a live event producer, Ian Anderson Gray, who produced my recent live event 2021 Sorted. And he is going to be, you know, making the whole thing really pro. So we're going to have countdown timers, and in between each seller, we're going to have snow, we're going to have songs, we're going to have competitions, you know, we're going to be putting captions and questions up on the screen. And having somebody who can handle that while I get on with just bringing in the guests and talking to them about their products or services and, you know, making sure that they get the opportunity to sell them, that is invaluable to me. Now, I've already talked about how I've already upgraded my kit, but if I hadn't, that might be something that I want to think of, because when I'm looking at this sort of level, you're looking at a more pro quality production. So you're still going to have to create all of that collateral. So the more sellers that you bring on, so in my Christmas market, we have 5 shows across the week and we've got 25 slots. So as you can imagine, that takes a little bit of organizing, 25 sellers. So whether you're doing it across a week or whether you're doing it in one session, one evening or morning or whatever, that still takes organization. 25 people who've all got lives, who all need organizing, and they need to be brought in the right place at the right time. They need to attend a rehearsal. So in our case, we've got a rehearsal the week before. They've got to be at that. That all takes some organizing, and that's going to take some resource. And if you're adding that on top of your work where you're creating all of the content, you know, that's going to make you really, really busy. So have a think about that. It may well be that you want to invest in having somebody, if you don't have anybody working for you in your team at the moment, and helping you manage all of that and keeping your speakers in order, like an online event organizer. And that might be a bit of an investment to have them there during your event, but also for a rehearsal. We've got a full rehearsal day with all of our sellers ahead of my online Christmas market. In terms of other expenses, I was trying to think this through. A lot of the resources that I use my online Christmas market, I'm already paying for anyway. So it cost me about £600 a month for my email. I've got quite a big email list, 24,000. So I'm paying about £600 a month for that. I'm also paying for things like Calendly. So the speakers, the sellers booking in their selling slots. We've got an automated sequence set up where they can book in their practice slot using a tool called Calendly, which I pay for. I think that's about £120 a year, but I'm already paying for that for something else. We also use a tool called Zapier, which I think costs about £30 a month to make different apps talk to each other. But again, I'm paying, a lot of these are fixed costs that I'm already paying for anyway. But the only costs which I think are specific to this event are hiring an event producer and also getting the artwork done. For me, the first most important thing with the Christmas market is coming up with a visual concept for it and getting that initial work done so it looks really striking. But then there's social media posts that need to be created. We always create a seller's guide, or we will need to create branded slides to go on our broadcast to make it look really professional on brand with everything. And all of that has to be paid for. Also, having staff to my team to set up the email campaigns to promote to the sellers, to promote the buyers, to remind people. We've got a dedicated Facebook group that we've set up for our sellers to be in together. We've got our practice day. So that's a lot of time and resource. And when I started to bring that together, it comes in at about 5,000, I think, the investment. So what does that mean in terms of the production quality? Well, obviously, it's on a different level. If you're investing that kind of money in it, it's kind of pro level. So that means, although you're investing more, it means that you've got your potential to earn more. So I've introduced a seller's fee this year, and I'm charging my clients, so members of my Build Your Online Audience program, I think it's a nominal fee of £100. Those people who want to sell on my market and they are not currently my clients, they need to buy a membership that we've set it at £540. So you have to think about rewarding those people who are already your clients. So my clients, their reward for, you know, being my client and working with me, in some cases they've worked with me for a long time, they get in at £100. But somebody who hasn't previously worked with me or invested in my products or services, it's kind of like, well, why would you give them the same access to your audience for £100? You just wouldn't do that. And I think it's really about, I think this is only really an option, and this high production is only really an option if you have a decent sized audience. So I have 24,000 on my email list, 35,000 plus monthly podcast listeners, 25,000 on Twitter. I've got getting on for 20,000 on Instagram, 10,000 on my Facebook page. So that's quite a decent sized audience. And that means that people want to get in front of that audience. So that means that me charging a seller's fee, I think that's perfectly justified, because how much money and time would it take somebody to get in front of that audience? Remember, this is a warm audience. This is not a cold audience. So because I've taken the time to build up an audience and a platform, if you're selling to my audience, then it's like, you know, it's my stamp of approval. So if I'm going to put you in front of my audience, I've looked at you, I've looked at your products, and I'm saying, yep, I get behind this person. I think this is a good product. This is a good service. So that is worth a lot. So if you're getting the opportunity to get in front of an audience that's already established and people who you think will be interested in your product or service, you know, that's a good opportunity. And it's just a reminder, really, that if you have an audience, if you have a platform, that's worth something. So not only does it mean that you can charge seller's fees and you can generate income that way, and I absolutely think you should, because the reasons that I shared before, people don't always value what they don't pay for. So by putting a seller's fee, people take it seriously. And they're going to be strategic and say, okay, right, I've paid this much for my slot. I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to make sure I'm prepared. I'm going to make sure I've got all my links. I've got my discount code ready. I'm going to test all of my internet. And I'm going to set myself a target because I want to make money. So it just changes the game. And I really would advise that. But the other thing you might be able to do at this level, if you have a platform, is sponsorship. So aside from your sellers, there's going to be products or brands who are going to want to get in front of your audience, and you having them as the sponsor for your Christmas market and helping them to get in front of the people they want to get in front of, that could be a really attractive option as well. So you're spending more, but potentially you can make more. So I hope that's been helpful. I've given you three different options of how you might, of what it might cost you, from what I think would generally be a one-off, it probably would just be you at the £50 price point, to about £500 up to £5,000. Hopefully it's given you an idea of what's involved as well. So I'm going to follow up with another episode, which is about actually how to put together your own online Christmas market. And if you're listening to this before my market happens, so it's the 30th of November to December the 4th, I would love you to get involved. I'll put a link in the show notes for my Christmas market. You can come along and get involved as a buyer, and you can support as a buyer. Obviously, one of the big things behind this for me is supporting small businesses, particularly in 2020 when we've had a really tough time. A lot of businesses have really, really struggled. So it's giving that opportunity, and 25% of the seller's fees will go to two charities that are really close to my heart. So we've got Maggie's, which supports children and families who've been affected by cancer. Really close to my heart at the moment. Unfortunately, somebody in my family has been diagnosed with incurable cancer, has a young child, and Maggie's have been really, really supportive to the family in helping them through that. And Homestar, which supports children and families at Christmas. I think we all know that there's going to be, unfortunately, a lot of families this year who are going to struggle to get a Christmas dinner, children who are going to struggle to get presents, and that's something that we wanted to support as well. So if you're listening to this and you're still in time for the market, I would love you to come and join us. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's simply Janet Murray's Christmas Market, and I hope to see you there. So I hope you found that useful. And if you'd like to get your hands on my process, on all the templates and all the collateral that I use to create my online Christmas market, you can do. It's all going to be included in my virtual market in a box. So if you head over to janetmurray.co.uk/virtualmarketinabox, it's janetmurray.co.uk/virtualmarketinabox. I'll also put that in the show notes as well. You'll be able to grab it there.
If you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray, do check out her Build Your Online Audience program over at buildyouronlineaudience.com. The Build Your Online Audience program is the essential resource for anyone looking to build an engaged online following. If you want to attract more leads online so you can stop wondering where your next sale is coming from, or if you want to launch a dream project like an online course, book, or podcast, the Build Your Online Audience program has everything you need to grow an engaged online following. Head over to buildyouronlineaudience.com to find out more.